4 CEM, mobile.
TSW. News.
I'm in the dog. How you doing, Ken?
Just finished dinner and out walking the dog.
Got done just in time, because I'm seeing, it looks like maybe rain clouds, but they're not real dark, but they don't look good.
East Carolina is headed towards like northern Spartanburg, Boiling Springs, Gaffney, headed over that way.
Good, I'm headed right to it then. Here, so I'm headed that way now.
Nice breeze, a little bit overcast. It's really nice for a walk.
Enjoying some of the overcast days we've had compared to all the heat and sun.
And Wednesday and Thursday is only supposed to be in the mid-70s for highs.
Down to that.
1% chance of rain with it.
Just soaking wet going into work. I can see the shower whenever I come out.
It's like a 20% chance, but then after that, it's like 60 the rest of the week.
Beach weather for this weekend and next week, pretty much just scattered showers or scattered thunderstorms or whatever, which I think is about par for the course, though.
You got a four-day week this week, isn't it?
Longer than that. leaving out Friday, I won't be back till not the next week, but the week after.
Two more days to work this week, right?
Fortunately, but I got to squeeze my 40 in somehow, so I can just take Friday off and then on vacation all next week.
Quiet in the morning till Patrick gets on.
You and Patrick and the occasional QRM.
Yes.
But I hadn't heard it last few mornings, so who knows? Maybe it started sleeping in.
I think.
It worked.
That was a good day.
Yeah, my good Lord. A couple people showing up late, somebody calling in sick, and I'm already short on head count. I'm bringing on like 12 brand new people, and I got to get them up to speed without just destroying my quality from my call center.
Yeah, that sounds like fun, especially since you're going on vacation next week.
All I gotta do is just hope my proxy and my process leads hold it all together while I'm gone.
You should take your computer with you and check on them.
As good as that sounds, I mean, it really does sound like a fantastic idea. I think I'm just gonna leave it at work and not worry about doing all that.
What dedication at?
My, the guy that's gonna be covering for me, I told him, I'm not taking my phone, I'm not taking my laptop. If you need me, you got my personal number, but that's it. That's all I'm taking with me is a regular phone.
In the radio, right? To turn to go to Myrtle Beach. You know, I've heard that repeater, this repeater from over there.
I've heard the Mount Mitchell all the way to Columbia, but I think that's about the farthest I've heard.
And I think it was Steve and somebody else was talking. I tried to get back to him, but I just couldn't get back to him.
Is it without a beam or anything?
And the truck had a lot of gain. But, yeah, I tore it up since.
I've heard, like, conflicting stories, or I guess you hear everybody's theories that on, like, a car, omnidirectional antenna, the higher the gain, the flatter the signal radiation. So I don't know how true that is, but I've heard it and read it before.
Got my head on that one. Can't help you.
And that with the wavelength, you know, for like 2 meters between a, you know, quarter to a half to, you know, 5/8, whatever it is.
I had a beam, I could have got back to it.
But man, that is really impressive to go that far. I mean, even to think you could hear it that far.
Going to the beach.
Stopped at the Bucky's last year on the way home. That's an impressive convenience store.
It is. I forget what road I turn on, but it's one of the major ones. You turn off of 95 to go to the beach, and there's a couple little travel centers or truck stops right there. But that's where I was sitting when I heard the repeater.
Crazy. Yeah, usually we get on 95, about 8 miles down. It's past the mall exit and the next exit after that. And that's where the Bucky's is. If you ever go down that way, you need to stop into that place. It's crazy how huge it is.
95.
Oh, but I don't know that well.
Been down that way.
Greenville that's getting the Bucky's. I mean, once that happens, you'll get an idea of it. I mean, it's freaking huge. I mean, it's like a convenience store and a little... I don't know what you call it. I mean, they had everything from coolers to, you know, just shirts and whatnot. And you can go get some beef brisket and some barbecue. I mean, they had all kinds of crap in that place.
The shower and everything.
95, I mean, the bathrooms were impressive. I mean, I walked in, I'm like, oh my God, this has got to be the nicest bathroom I've ever been in. KO4CEF.
Yeah, so sounds like you're getting all excited about stopping in there again.
Well, we take the dogs with us, so you can't leave them in the car. So we had to take turns on the way back last time, like me and my youngest or oldest. One of us walked, the two of us walked in, and then when we came out, the wife and the other boy walked in, and they weren't quite as impressed with us as I was.
Yet.
It's a rain, but good Lord, I've hit the wind. I mean, it's pushing my truck over to the side of the road. I mean, it's crazy.
Serious wind with that one.
Giant flag that they fly at Camping World.
Yeah, roger.
Strong enough to have that thing flat out, you know, because normally it takes a good bit of wind to pick that thing up, and it is completely flat, straight out the side.
I think somebody put up a new South Carolina flag right there on 85 where the north end of Business 85 is.
That paid attention.
Yes, I noticed that they had to just put it up.
It's not easy on the flag.
In the sun, it's hard to find a good one that'll hold up.
I wonder how they retire such a huge flag. A lot of times they'll cut them up. You can't burn that one all by itself. That'd take you all, I mean, it'd take a while to cut that thing up.
We walked in deep grass and there's a lot of poison ivy, so I was trying to avoid as much as I could. Whenever there's a ball game, but the kids play in the deep grass there by the field and totally oblivious that the whole thing's covered up in poison ivy. I bet there's a bunch of kids that are itching like heck in a couple of days.
Know it in a day or two.
How many people don't know what it looks like?
Surprising. Shoot, when I was in the fire department, I was on a brush fire one time, and you know, you don't normally wear your mask and your SCBA whenever you're going on something like a brush fire, and I must have sucked up some burning poison ivy. Man, it spread like wildfire. It went everywhere. I don't remember how many days I had to take pills for that.
I got it. Years ago, they were burning brush and burned up a bunch of poison ivy, and he inhaled the smoke. He was in pretty bad shape.
avoided the rain altogether.
Dog for a walk when you get home. Okay, and four feet.
Impressive rainbow that I'm looking at. I mean, that's probably the most vivid rainbow. I mean, it's just crazy how bright it is.
The sun is rain, right?
Whenever I pull in the driveway here in a minute, I'll take a picture and send it to you. You see the purple and the green and the orange and I guess red. It's crazy. I don't think I've ever seen one that vivid.
Seems like that all the time.
You draw?
To the house before the bottom falls out.
Now mine, it almost looks like it's past us, but I don't know which way it's moving. I don't know if it's coming towards Greenville or away from Spartanburg towards Cherokee.
It's east from up there at Rutherford Canyon, headed towards Spartanburg, and Gaffney headed out that way.
Lucky enough of it off to the, just far enough away where I'm just catching the very edge of it.
At the very edge, you'd have to be up there about Gaffney to get it really bad.
I made it home. I hope I can get out of the truck before it does anything more. So hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. I'm going to say 7-3, and you and the dog will be safe out there while you're walking, and you and the wife have a good evening. And we'll holler at you in the morning, KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have an awesome evening, and we'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.